Tanis Daf Yud Gimel. Let's start on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Towards the bottom of the Amud, the last three lines, the Gemara says, Hechi Avdi. This is Yud Beis Amud Beis, third to last line. Hechi Avdi. What do they do on a fast day? How do they conduct themselves on a fast day? Amar Abaye, Abaye explained, Mitzav Rad Palgadi Oma, from the morning until half of the day, Ma'inin B'mili Damasa. They investigate the matters of the city. The sages are sitting and they're trying to figure out if we don't have rain, if we have some tragedy that we need to fast for. Are there problems in our society? Are people stealing? Are they not returning? Are they being nasty to each other? Are they being dishonest? Are there problems that we need to now recognize, acknowledge, and change? Mikan Velech, after the middle of the day, Rivadiyom, the next quarter of the day, Karin B'Sifra V'Avtarta. They read in the Torah, the Sefer Torah, and the Book of Haftoros. Mikan Velech, in the last quarter of the day, Binan Rachmi, now they need to appeal for mercy, they need a daven. Shneimers, it says, V'yakum al Amdam, they stood where they would stand, V'yikru B'Sefer Torah, Hashem Elokeihem, and they read in the Book of the Torah of Hashem, their God, Reviyas Hayom, for a quarter of the day. Reviyas, and now the last quarter, Misvadim Mishtafim Hashem Elokeihem. They would confess and bow down, in other words, pray to Hashem, their God. Ask the Gemara, now starting today's Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Epochana, why don't we flip it around? Why don't we say that the first half of the day they should be reading the Torah and the Haftorah and asking for mercy and davening? And in the last half of the day, the first quarter they should be davening and reading from the Haftorah. And the last half of the day, that's when they should be investigating the matters of the city. Says the Gemara, Lo Salka Datich, you can't think to say that. Tichsev, because the verse says, Ve'elaye asfu kol chared b'divrei Elokei Yisrael al me'al ha'golah. And to me, they should gather all those who are trembling to try to fulfill the word of the God of Israel to above the Gola, Uksiv, Uva Minchas Ha'erev, Kamti Mita'anesi. And at the Mincha of the evening, I got up from my fast. Now it says over there, Vani Yoshev Mish, the first verse, Vani Yoshev Mishomim Ad Minchas Ha'erev. And then it goes on to say, Uva Minchas Ha'erev, Kamti Mita'anesi, Ubekari Bigadai, Umi Ili, Ve'echra'a Al Birkai, Ve'efrasa Kapai Al Hashem Elokai. So it says at first, so Ezra says, to me they would gather all those trembling to the words of God to the platform where I was sitting. And I was shocked until the mincha of the evening. The mincha of the evening, kamti mitanesi, I got up from my fast, and I tore my clothing, and I kneeled on my knees, and I spread out my hands to Hashem, my God. So you see that Ezra, this is what he did. First half of the morning, he investigated, first half of the day, I should say, and then, from mincha on, he was Pores Kapav, he spread out his hands to pray to the Almighty. I'm a Rafa Bar Papa, I'm Rav Chizda. Rafa Bar Papa, send him Rav Chizda. Kol Shu Mishum Avel. When you have a law of somebody that's based on Avelus, based on mourning, let's say somebody lost a relative. Okagon Tishabav. Or Tishabav, and we have the fast because we are mourning the loss of Beis HaMikdash. The Avel, and certainly this is true about a mourner himself. When we have a law of not bathing on Tisha B'Av or on a mourner, Asur Bein Bacham and Bein Bitzonin, he can't bathe in hot water, and he even cannot bathe in cold water. Kol Shu Mishum Tanug. But when there is a law that we are trying to prevent pleasures, Kagon Tanis Tzibur, like the fast days that we have for lack of rain, the whole community has to prevent pleasure and put themselves through a little bit of a harder time to appeal for mercy. Bechamen asu, you're not allowed to bathe in hot water, bitzonin mutter, but you would be allowed to bathe in cold water. I'm Ravidi Baravin. Ravidi Baravin said, Afana namitanina. We also learned this in a Mishnah. our Mishnah said of yesterday, that when it's really terrible and we haven't had rain for so long, v'nolin es hamer chatzaos, we lock the bathhouses. So Abaye said, "V'amalei Abaye." And Abaye said to Ravidi Bar Avin, "V'ibitzonin aser." If you would say that, I'm sorry. So the way Rashi is like this: Vishnah said on a fast day, which is for lack of rain, a tanis tzibor, they lock the bathhouses. So that sounds like we're not going to have hot water bathing, but sounding like cold water we could have. So I'm Ravidi Bar Avin. Ravidi Bar Avin said, "Here's a proof. We also learned this way in the Mishnah. In all in the communal bath, in the communal fast days, they lock the bathhouses. So that's for hot water. So apparently, the hot water is what's not allowed during the communal fast days, which aren't because of Avelis, but the cold water is allowed." Amalei Abaye. Abaye said, "Amalei Abaye." So Abaye said, "I don't think it's a proof. V'ibitzonin aser. And if you're not allowed to bathe even with cold water." So what would the Mishnah have said? Would you say that the Mishnah should say that you should block up the streams of water? Let's say you're not allowed to use the cold water. But where do people bathe in cold water? They bathe in the rivers. The Mishnah say that we can stop the rivers? Can we prevent rivers from flowing? Rav Shesha, the son of Rav Idi, said like this. Abba, namely my father, Rav Idi, this is what was hard to him in the Mishnah, that he said that this Mishnah is a proof that on a Tanis Tzibur, the only thing prohibited is the hot water, but to bathe in cold water is allowed. So this was what was bothering him. Mechti, let's take a look. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Aser Birachitza, that these are days in the communal fast, the Tanis Tzibur, when we don't have rain. So you're not allowed to bathe. And Nolin Esamer Chatzos. Then it also said, and we lock the bathhouses. Lamli, so why do you have to say both? Once it says you can't bathe, that sounds like you can't use hot water or cold water. Why do you have to repeat? Also, and we lock the bathhouses. Elalav Shmamina must be mentioning the bathhouses in particular to teach us, Bechamin Aser, what's prohibited is only the hot water bathing. However, bitzonin mutter, but to bathe in cold water is allowed. Says the Gemara, lemesayele, maybe we can bring a proof to Rav Chisda that when it's because of avelos, when it's because of mourning, that we are not bathing, namely in avel or Tisha B'Av, you can't bathe even in cold water, because we learned, kol chayave tvilos, all those who need to go to the mikvah. Let's say a woman was a nida, she had had her period, and she counted 7 clean days, or she had given birth, and now she's no longer bleeding, and she can go to the mikvah. Tovlin kidarkan, they go to the mikvah and immerse in their normal way. Bein b'tisha b'av, whether that date when she's supposed to go to the mikvah is the 9th of Av, and bein b'yom ha-kippurim, or even if it's on Yom Kippur. And now b'mai, what type of immersion in the mikvah does she do? Ilem b'chamin, is she going to immerse in hot water? Tefila b'chamin mi'ika, is there such a thing as hot water mikvah? Says the Gemara, shuvaninu, to make water hot, you have to first draw it in a bucket and put it in a pot and pour from the pot into a pool. So it's drawn waters. Drawn waters are no good for immersion. Elalav b'tzoni. So it must be we're talking about her going into a mikvah that's cold water. And what is it saying about Tisha B'Av? Chayave tfilos in. Because she has to go to the mikvah, and her tefillah is a mitzvah, because we have a rule, tefillah bismana, it's a tuktova at the right time, is a mitzvah. That's what's allowed. But in a shachrina, but other people who don't have a mitzvah, well, they would not be allowed, even in a mikvah, which is like the mikvah tahara, namely in cold water. So that's the proof to Rav Chisda, that when you have avelos, and laws because of mourning, then one is not allowed to go into and bathe even in cold water. Rav Chana Bar Ktina, Rav Chana Bar Ktina said, maybe not. Maybe here we're talking about hot water. Lo nitzcha elo lechame Tveria. Maybe we're talking about the springs of Tiberias, which are hot springs. So it is an immersion in a spring water. It's not drawn water, and even so, it's hot water. But we're not saying here that normal people who are not chayavim in tevila could not go into cold water. Says the Gemara, no, how could you say it's chamei tveria? Yachi, if so, ema sefer. Read the end of that brisa. Am Reb Chanina skana konim. Reb Chanina, the assistant to the Kohanim Gedolim, said, "Kidaihu beis elokeinu, our house of God is deserving enough la'abid alav tvila pa'am achas bashana, to lose a tvila for its sake one time in the year." Yamarta bitzoni mutter. Now, if you're going to tell me like what you're saying, you're allowed to wash in cold water, yirchatz bitzoni. So then what's the big problem, right? Because the only prohibition is, right here, Reb Chanina Sgana Konim says, a woman who has to go to the mikvah, and her night is Tisha B'Av, he says she should not go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av, because for the house of our God, it's worth it enough to lose one night. It's worth it to show respect to the house of God, and that when morning gets lost, that a person loses going to the mikvah. So, if you're going to tell me that going to the mikvah in cold water is a problem on Tisha B'Av, okay, then I understand. But if you're going to say that going to the mikvah in cold water is not a problem, so then why should there be a loss? Yemarta bitzonin mutter, and yirchatz bitzonin, let the person go to the mikvah in the cold water. Amar Rav Papa said, no, this braisa is referring to chamei tveria. And that's why the Tana Kama holds that women who have to go to the mikvah, they're allowed to go into it, but everybody else not. And Reb Chanina Sgana Konim was talking about in Tveria. And he's saying, Ba'asa, in a place to Lo Shkiach Tzonan, where you don't normally have cold water, to go into hot waters, to go into Chamei Tveria, because of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, because it's the time to go to the mikvah, and it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, says Reb Chanina Sgana Konim. But let's mourn the house of God. The house of Hashem, the house of our God, is worth it. That we can mourn a little bit, and we can lose a night of going to the mikvah. Tashma, come in here, proof. We learned in another braisa, Kisham Rasur B'Malacha, is in regards to a Tanis Tzibur. When we have the whole community not working because we need rain, when they said that there's a prohibition of Malacha, Lo Amru Ela B'Yom, that's only true by day. Avo Balayla Mutu, but at night you're allowed to do Malacha. Ukisha Amru Asur B'Nilas HaSandal. So that means that on the night of Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do Malacha. It's only by day. Ukisha Amru Asur B'Nilas HaSandal. And they said, you can't wear leather shoes. Lo Amru Ela B'Ir. That's also only true in the city. Avol B'Derech. But while traveling, what do you allowed to wear the leather shoes? Haketzad ha'so, yotzi l'derech, if a person's traveling on a Tisha B'Av, Noel, so then he can wear the leather shoes, nechnas le'ir, cholitz, and comes into the city. Let's see, we're not talking about Tisha B'Av here, we're talking about a Tanis Tzibur. We're talking about a Tanis Tzibur here, when they said that you can't do malacha, that means by day. At night you'd be allowed to. Kesham Rashi says here that on Tisha B'Av also you'd be allowed to do malach at night, but don't tell people about this. Kesham Rasa Bini Lasa Sad, the one they say you're not allowed to wear the leather shoes, Lo Amru Ela B'Yir. That's only true in the city. Have a Badarach, but while traveling, what do you could? Hakeit said, how so? Yotzi L'Darach, if he goes out to the road, no, he wears the leather shoes. Nichnas La'ir, if he comes into the city, Choleitz, he takes them off. When they said you're not allowed to bathe, says the Brisa, Lo Amru Ela Kol Gufa, that's only the whole body. Avol Panav Yad V'Raglav Mutter, but you're allowed to wash just your face, or just your hands, or just your feet. V'chein Ata Motze B'Menuda V'Avel. And the same is true about someone who is excommunicated or someone who is in mourning. My love, says the Gemara, presumably, Aku. It's referring to all these laws. So now, what type of bathing are we talking about? If we're talking about hot water, And it's saying that on a Tanis Tzibur, one can bathe his face, one can bathe his hands. And it's saying an Avil also can bathe his face or hands with hot water. But is that true? Panav Yadav Raglav Mishari? Is he allowed to bathe just his hands or just his feet or just his face? Didn't Rav Sheshe say, Avil, when somebody is in mourning, Asr Lahoshit Etzba'o Bechamin, he's not even allowed to put his finger into hot waters. Can't even put his finger into hot water. Elalav Bitsone. So it must be referring to cold water. And therefore, we're referring to cold water. That's saying that in a Tanis Tzibur, you can't bathe your whole body in cold water. Only your face, only your hands. So then that's a problem with the lesson of Raphim Bar Papa, in the name of Rav Chisda, who said that even in Avel, right, he said that Kol Shem Yishum Tanis, when you have a Tanis Tzibur, it's only a prohibition of Chamin, but cold water is allowed. Says the Gemara, no. Ashara Kayi, it's referring to the other things, in regards to wearing leather shoes or ointments, but in regards to bathing, there it's only referring to hot water. But cold water, one would be allowed to bathe his entire body. So when it's said that v'chinat hamotze b'menudah v'avel, that's referring to the fact that in avel he can wear leather shoes when he's traveling. But in regards to the bathing, that's not true, and the bathing is not true about an avel. So this lesson about bathing, where it's said that lo amru ela kol gufa v'pani yad v'raglav mutter, that's referring to bathing in hot water, but in cold water during a tanis tzibur, one would be allowed to bathe, like what Raphim Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chisda. We are on the second wide line here on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tashma, come in here. De Amar Reb Abba Kohen, Mishin Reb Yossi HaKohen. Reb Abba Kohen said in the name of Reb Yossi HaKohen, Maisa, there was a story of Meisu Banav Shur Reb Yossi Reb Chanina. The children of Reb Yossi Reb Chanina passed away. V'rachatz Bitzonin Kol Shiva. And during his Shiva, during his 7 days, he bathed himself in cold water. So here Rav Chisda said that Kol Shum Yishum Avel Aser Bein Bacham Bein Bitzonin. He can't wash himself in cold water. He was washing himself in cold water. He was an Avel. It was during his Shiva. Answers the Gemara. Hasam, there was different. Kishetakfuhu Avelov. He had one Avelos, one morning, right after the next. Right, that's what it said. Masa was a story. Umesu Banav Shul Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina. The children of Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina died. So he had mourning periods, one after the next. And therefore, therefore, since it was morning one after the next, they were lenient with him, and they allowed him to bathe in cold water. But generally, an avel, a mourner, like Rav Chisda said, is not allowed to bathe in cold water too. The Tanya is learned in a brisa, takfu avel of zachar zeh. Somebody suffers the loss of a child, and right away another child, right after that. Then hichbitzaro, if his hair has become too heavy, then mekel bitzar, is allowed to bring a razor and lighten up the load, Rashi says, and that way to take off a little bit of his hair, not to take off all of his hair, not to have a full haircut. Umechabes ksuso b'mayim, can wash his shirt, his clothing, in water. I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, when we're lenient for someone who's had multiple periods of bouts of mourning, b'tzar, we're lenient that he can lighten his hair with a razor, because that's not the usual way of cutting the hair. The usual way of cutting the hair is with scissors. He's doing it with a shinui, and it's so hard for him. He's had one avelos after the next. Then we can be lenient with him. Havalob misparayim, but not with scissors. And when we allow him to wash, to do a little laundry, b'mayim, it's only with water, havalob neser, but not using the various detergents, neser. Rashi says it's either a stone or it's earth or lo b'chol You can't use sand, which would help whiten the garment. Amar Rava, Rava said, Avel muter lirchotz betzonim kol shiva. Rava disagrees with Rav Chisda. Rava holds that a mourner is allowed to bathe himself with cold water during the entirety of Shiva. Midita havi abisur v'chamra. The same way he's allowed to eat meat, he's allowed to drink wine, he's allowed to also have the pleasure of a cold bath. Meisve asks the Gemara on Rava. We learned now starting Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We learned that Ein HaBogeres, and you have a young lady who's already a mature adult. She's 12 and a half, and she's already brought the two pubic hairs. Her body has matured. So Ein HaBogeres Risha'a L'Navelis Atzma B'mei Evil Aviha. She's not allowed to make herself look disgusting during the days of mourning for her father. She has to wear jewelry, cosmetics, because she's of marriageable age and we want her to get married. So we therefore don't allow her to become so not pretty. We want her to always look attractive and beautiful so that her husband should fall in love with her and marry her. So that's saying like, but that's true about a bogeres because she's marriageable. Hanara, but a young lady who's younger than that, she's only 12, she's not marriageable. Rasha, she's allowed when she's mourning for her father to make herself not look so beautiful. So my love, birchitza. Now, presumably, what makes a person beautiful or not so beautiful? Bathing. Over my mind. Now, what type of bathing are we saying that a bogeres is allowed to do, even though she lost her father and she's an avela, she's a mourner, she's allowed to do it because she needs to look good for the potential suitors? Ilema b'chamin. If we're talking about bathing in hot water, so then you're saying in a bogeres risha, the woman who's 12 and a half is not allowed. But didn't Rav Chisda say, Avel Aser Lahoshit Etzba'o B'chamin, right? How could you say that the woman who's of marriageable age is not allowed to allow herself to look ugly? She can go bathe in hot water, but Rav Chisda says that an Avel, a mourner, is not even allowed to put his finger into hot water. Elalav Bitsoni. So it must be, we're talking about cold water. So we're saying the Nara cannot use cold water. But a bogeres can bathe herself in cold water, okay? Because she can't look so ugly. But what do you see? A nara, though, cannot bathe herself, even though it's cold water. So you see, unlike Rava, you see that an avel, a nara, who's an avel, not allowed to use the cold water to bathe. So you see, an avel is not allowed to bathe in cold water, like Rav Chisda, not like Rava. As the Gemara, lo, maybe this brisa is not talking about bathing at all. But rather, it's talking akichol. It's talking about putting eyeliner on her eyes, putting cosmetics on, upirchus, and you know, making the hair look beautiful, blow drying the hair, making the hair look nice. So that's what a bogeres can do. That's what a naira cannot do. But we're not talking about cold water, bathing in cold water. Maybe even a naira is allowed to do. Says Gemara, Leim Misayeli. Maybe we can bring a proof to Rava. So Amr Rabba Kohen Mishm Rabbi Yossi Kohen. Rabba Kohen said the name of Rabbi Yossi Kohen. Maisel Meisu Banav Shur Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. There was a story when the sons of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina died. V'rachatz Betzonin Kol Shiva, and he bathed in cold water throughout the Shiva. So you see, he was bathing. Apparently bathing in cold water is allowed, like Rava. I mean, they answered in the yeshiva, there, it's different. There was a case where he was in Avel one day after the next. In other words, he was in Avel, and again in Avel, he had multiple series of being in Avel. It said Banav. And the same way, they were lenient with the person who's had multiple Avelises. with his hair, they're also lenient with the bathing. The Tanna is looking at Brisa Takfu Avelov Zaharzeh. If the morning hit him one after the next, he was a morning, then again in morning, then again in morning. If Bitzaro, now if his hair has grown heavy, Mako Bitzar, he's allowed to lighten it up with a razor. And if he has only one shirt, he has limited clothing, can bathe it in water. Rav Chizda explained, Bitzar is allowed to use a razor on his hair, but not with scissors. He can bathe his garment in water, but not with detergent, nor with sand, ohel. You could have me others say, Rava said, a different version of this discussion. What's Rava's view? Rava said, Avel, Aser Bitzon, and Kol Shiva. A mourner is not allowed to bathe, like Rav Chizda, even with cold water, throughout the Shiva. Ask the Gemara, Maishnami Baser V'yayin. Why was this any different than meat and wine? And Avel's allowed to eat meat and wine during Shiva. He's allowed to have those pleasures. Why can't he have the little pleasure of washing himself in cold water? Answer the Gemara, Hasam there, the alcohol, Lefkuche Pchadei Huda Avid. That he's doing, he's allowed to do that to remove his fears. But this is already a tonic, this is already a pleasure. We can bring, now according to this version, the source from Bogaris was a proof. A proof to this is because we learned in a Bogaris, when a woman is in marriageable age, in a marriageable situation of Bogaris, so she has to always look her best. So in a Bogaris, Rishal, and Avil Atzma, Bogaris is not allowed to make herself look ugly, even when she is a mourner. Even Bimei Avil Aviha. But implying that a young lady who's not of marriageable age, a 12-year-old, whose body is not yet matured, Rasha, she is allowed to make herself look ugly, and she should make herself look ugly because she's mourning for her father. So now says the Gemara, Bemai, what are we dealing with over here? Ilema Bechamin, if we're dealing with hot water. What are we dealing with? If we're dealing with hot water, that's what she's washing in. So we're saying that she's not allowed to make herself look ugly. She has to wash herself in hot water. Ain't I bogeres v'sha? But I'm Rav Chizda. But didn't Rav Chizda say, Avil aser lahoshet etzba'o b'chamin? A mourner is not even allowed to put his finger into hot water. So a bogeres, who's an avela, is allowed to wash her whole body in hot water. Elalav, what do you have to say? Bitzonim, we're talking about cold water. And you see that a nara is not allowed to bathe herself in cold water because she is menavela sasatma. She does make herself look ugly. So you see that this is a proof to this version of Rava that an avel is not allowed to wash himself in cold water. Says the Gemara, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about akichol upirchos. We're talking about her making herself look beautiful by putting on cosmetics or setting her hair. I'm Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Zoso Maris, this tells you, these sources, Avil Aser B'tichbos says Kol Shiva. A mourner is not allowed to do kibbutz. He's not allowed to wash his clothing for the full 7 days. V'hilchasa, and the halacha is in fact, Avil Aser L'rechotz Kol Gufa, like Rav Chizda, and Avil is not allowed to wash his whole body, Bein Bechamin, Bein Bitzomin, whether he's using hot water or cold water or cold shiva for the full 7 days. Aval panav yadav raglav, when it comes to washing just his face, hands, or feet, b'chamin aser, he's now allowed to wash with hot water, b'tzonein mutter, but if he's using cold water, he'd be allowed to do so. Aval lasach, but in terms of putting on creams or ointments, afilu kol shu aser, even a little bit is not allowed. However, v'im la'aber es ha'zuhama, but if he's putting on the ointment to remove, a bad smell, filth, motri is allowed to do it. Okay, says the Gemara, it's lusa de tanis, a new topic, the prayer of Anenu, heichimad kamina, where do we mention it? Adri Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Berei, Rav Yehuda was talking with Rav Yitzchak his son, Vidarish, and he interpreted, Yachid Shekibel Olav Tanis. If an individual accepts on himself a fast day, mispalel shaltanis, he has to have the shmona esrei of a fast day. In other words, he has to say anenu. Veichan omra, where does he say it? He says it bein goel lerofe. He says it between the bracha of Goel Yisrael and the bracha of Rifa'inu, and it's another bracha. He makes another bracha, the bracha of Anenu. Maskeflor of Yitzchak, Sir of Yitzchak, challenged his father of Yehuda. V'chiyachid koveya bracha la'atzma. If an individual makes a fast, so now he has a new bracha in his Shmona Esrei, his silent Amida now gets a new blessing. Ela Amar of Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak said, no, if an individual is fasting, v'shomea tfila, in the middle of the final blessing of requests and the blessing that you, Hashem, listen to our prayers in Shomea Tfila, he adds in Anenu, and he ends with the regular ending. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tfila, blessed you, God, who hears our prayers. And that affects also, that's appropriate for Anenu, please answer us on our fasting. That's appropriate for everything else that you're wishing for in Shomea Tfila. Chayinam Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes also said, like Rav Yitzchak, Shomea Tfila, that Anenu is said in Shomea Tfila. Meisvel, challenging, we learned. Ein ben yachid litzibur, there's no difference between the fast of an individual and the fast of the community. Elosh hazeh mespal shmona esrei, v'zeh mespal el tsha esrei. That the yachid in his shmona esrei of the fast, he has 18 blessings. And the community has 19 blessings. So the community apparently gets an Anenu as a full blessing between Goel and Rofe, and the individual only has Anenu in Shomea Tfila. So my Yachid u'may Tzibur. What type of individual, what type of community here? Elemi Yachid Mamish, it would say the individual is the individual, but Tzibur means the Shliach Tzibur. So then, what do you say that the Shliach Tzibur only has one additional blessing? Hani Chayesrei, the Shliach Tzibur has 19 blessings because he makes an Anenu as a full blessing. Esrim V'arba Havu, he's supposed to have 24 blessings, as we'll see later on Daf Tesvav on a fast day. Elav Hachi Kamer, rather, must mean the following. Ein Ben Yachid, the Kibul Olav Tanis, Yachid, the Yachid Shekibul Olav Tanis Tzibur. There's no difference between an individual who accepted upon himself an individual's fast versus an individual who's accepted upon himself the community fast. The difference is how many blessings are in the Shmona Esrei. An individual who's accepted the individual's fast, he says Shmona Esrei, the Zem Mispalel Tshai Esrei, whereas the individual who's accepted a communal fast, he's going to have 19 blessings, because he's going to say Anenu is a separate blessing. Shmamina, so this is a proof against what we said. Here it's clear that a yachid koveya bracha la'atzmo, an individual gets his own blessing of Anenu. Says Marlo, that's not what's going on. When we said that there are 19 blessings for the community, it's not an individual who has a communal fast who has 19 blessings. We're talking about the Chazin, the Shliach Tzibur, and his repetition of the Amida. He says 19 blessings. Udukakashlach, but this that you asked, Shliach Tzibur, Esen V'arba Matzli, the leader of the community with the Chazin, on a fast they should be saying 24 blessings. We're talking about B'shalosh Taniyos Rishonos, talking about the first three fasts. Tuleka Esen V'arba, where we don't have 24 blessings. Says the Gemara, Velo, is that so? Vaha ein bein katani. But it said, ein bein, there's no difference. So, right, it's talking about ein bein. It's talking about there's only one difference. And it says, Ein Bein, Sholosh Rishonos, L'Sholosh Hemtzayos. There's no difference between the first three fasts and the three middle fasts. Ela Shevelu Mutar Basiyas Malacha. In the first three fasts, they're allowed to go to work still. Ube'elu, but in the middle three fasts, Asur Basiyas Malacha. They're not allowed to go to work. But in regards to the issue of 24 fast, 24 blessings in Shemona Esrei, Zev Zeh Shavim, sounds like the two things are the same. So it's not what you're saying. You're saying that in the first three flat, it's different. Here we only have the 19 blessings. So the Gemara note, Tana Vishayer. Tana didn't list all the differences. This is also a difference between the first three fasts and the middle fasts. How many blessings are in the Shemona Esrei? Says the Gemara, my shir, the high shir. What else do you see that he left out besides this? You can see that he left this out. Soon, furthermore, ain bein katani. It says this is the only difference. It sounds like it's not leaving other things out. Ella, so the Gemara says, okay, when it says ain bein, Tana be Surah Kamairi. That's in terms of the prohibitions. In terms of prohibitions, there's no difference in the first three fasts and the middle, except in regards to the prohibition of work. But it's Tfilos Lo Kamairi, but it wasn't talking about the prayers. And in terms of the prayers, in fact, there is a difference. The first three fasts, there are only 19 blessings of the Shemona Esrei, and in the middle fast, 24. The same old term, I can tell you, Vem Sa'isa Nami Lo Matli 24. In the middle fast, also they did not say 24 blessings. And only in the final fasts would they say the 24 blessings. Okay, as Hashem, we're going to pick up over here tomorrow. Adkan, Saf Yud Gimel.